Now, I was going to ask my cousin if she could help us with the biography of George Matheson, and she just left. She's coming right back. Well, I think it goes something like this, that George Matheson was engaged to be married to a woman, and he loved her, obviously. She was precious to him, and he to her. And then he began to lose his eyesight. And as his sight was failing, so did her love for him seem to go along with his eyesight. She didn't want to be married to a man that was going blind and the potential to become blind. And so she dumped him. And he didn't anticipate that, obviously, and it was a distress and a difficulty to him. And I don't know if it was simply that occasion that caused him to write this song, but he wrote about a love that will not let me go. And he wasn't writing about his fiance or his girlfriend, because that was a love that came and went. But there is a love, there is one who loves us that will never let us go. He will not let me be thrust away from him. He loves me. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul on thee. And all through in these verses, you can, if the backdrop of that story, and I believe I'm correct with it, if the backdrop is right, then these verses make a lot more sense, at least to me, to hear Matheson say, O joy that seekest me through pain. And you could imagine the pain there must have been, not only the eyesight, but now the situation at hand. But there's a love, and there's a joy, and there's a peace, and there's a God who transcends every other circumstance and every other accident and every other dilemma that we face and that concerns us. And how precious we are to him. And because of his love for us, how precious he becomes to us. And so I'm thankful, as we've been hearing this morning from different ones, and in hearing how through it all, through the trials, Jesus is precious. Through the difficulties, we hold on to him, and he holds on to us. Now, which is it? Well, it all depends on what, I guess, your doctrinal persuasion may be. But I think it's maybe both. I'm holding him. Oh, no, you can't hold him. He holds you. Okay, then he holds me. I'll take either one. They're both precious. And I want both. I want to hold on to him for all I'm worth. I want to make every effort and strive to enter in. But all the while, I realize that all my holding isn't going to hold too well if he's not holding to me. And he is. He is. Oh, how I love, and you and we all can sing, we love Jesus. And the motivation for seeking him and the motivation for wanting to know him better is, Lord, you just love me so much. How can I help but love you when you love me so? And he'll never dump you. You know, I don't know anything about, I don't even know half of you kids. I got to get to know who you are. You're number one, and you're number two, and you're number three, and you're number four, and you're number five. And fortunately, I'm not going to get to seven. There's just a few names I have to learn. But whoever you are, and whatever the circumstances, you may be dumped. Now, I don't know who in their right mind would ever dump anybody like you. You're so precious. But you may be dumped, but Jesus never will. He'll hold you. He loves you. And you and me. In all of us. And maybe you've done things that maybe feel, oh, I don't deserve his love. I don't think he loves me much anymore. I've been so bad. And Rex Andrews wasn't always a saint, but Jesus still loved him. And Jesus is able to restore. And even when we're not so good, even when we do things that grieve him, I don't know that his love really changes towards us. How he yearned over Israel. You remember how often he yearned over them and sent the prophets. And, oh, I love you. I love you. What more could I have done for you than I have done? I love you, Isaiah 5. I did this for you. I did that for you. I did that and the other. And yet, what more could I do than what I've done for you? I love you. I love you. And he's looking for us to reciprocate and to say, Lord, I love you too. oh, I love you too. And so we walk together, and that love never lets us go, and that joy comforts us through pain. And that last verse says there's a cross that lifts up our head. I dare not ask to fly from thee. Oh, dear Lord, unite us more perfectly to yourself and cause that love to be strengthened in every one of us.